Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And some of you, I send this out to you on Facebook or through my email friends and everything. But if you're looking for my shows, the easiest way and the quickest way to find the most recent shows is to go to Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N. So if you put in D Soloway, D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21.podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N.com, that'll take you right to my shows. And there's over 100 shows there now. I think we're getting close to 110. And so since I do one a week, you can figure what we got here. We have about 2 years of shows up there. And you can see the topics. There may be something with Kaz Ingram. Even go back a little further, the expert on CBD with Stu Tomp, or Robert Jean Smith, the expert on stress release. In fact, we're going to do some information on Robert and on a very important subject on addictions. And you wouldn't think using something like emotional freedom technique could help people get rid of something as addictive as cocaine or crack or even heroin. I bet it can. I mean, when you have about two-thirds success record, that's extraordinary in the area of addiction. And he has his own approach in doing that, and his team of people are very, very effective. And we have a very addictive society. Food is addiction. We comfort ourselves with food. They say sugar is as addictive as cocaine. And I've seen Robert use that to help people break their desire for eating to comfort themselves for emotional release or boredom or whatever, anxiety, to draw down their anxiety. And one person I know years ago, I don't know how many people he's had do this, but they just dropped weight naturally. One dropped 75 pounds. And didn't try. It just wasn't using food as a replacement for affection or entertainment or anything. It was just food that was good, but to satisfy his physical needs and stuff. And so it can be very effective, very effective. So we're going to talk to Robert about that. And then I have my friend Dr. Larry McDay. And Dr. McDay, I consider, at least in this area, really top expert in diabetes. He almost died from diabetes. At one time, he weighed over 150 pounds more than he does now. And he had a doctorate in psychology, and then he decided he didn't want to be a psychologist anymore. He became a photographer and had the biggest wedding photography business in Oklahoma. Well, he went into a diabetic coma. Someone found him in a studio, and he woke up in the hospital a couple days later, and they told him, said, you only have a few years to live. He sold his photography business, went and became a doctor, and got a PhD and a naturopath degree from Beth Steer and from Chatworth, and he saved his own life. I don't know how many years that's, that's probably 27, maybe 30 years ago. And so he took the weight off, but he also learned what supplements and nutrition and what he had to do to keep that blood sugar intact and also keep the inflammation, the damaging effects of that. So we're going to get into that. You know, I do nutritional counseling. Just yesterday I was helping a lady that she'd called me before. She it's taken really powerful products that normally just give a lot of energy to people, a lot of very healthy energy, not that hyped up energy like 5-Hour Energy and some of these other caffeinated drinks that just buzz you up and then your body crashes because you're overstimulating the adrenal gland. No, I mean really good energy. But in her case, it wasn't enough. So I asked her to get a blood test, to go to her doctor. I don't think the doctor, he said, who is this guy that's telling you to get tested for all these different things? But she got the test done, and I thought that was funny, sometimes the way they react to it. But ends up, she has mono. And I said, that could explain everything. Mononucleosis? Yeah, that can explain it. Now, the doctor said there was nothing they could do about it. I disagree. There are things in the natural world that could be very effective in getting after that virus. It's very good at hiding itself. And one of the things would be a real high quality silver. When the way they make silver now, it's not really colloidal silver. They still call it that, but that's an old term. It's suspended in water, but it stays separated because the charge, the shape of the silver molecule, they can be crystal or it can be round. And you want the round form, and you don't know unless you're looking under an electron microscope. But the right form and the right size, you don't want the super high parts per million. There's a lady that does a radio show here in town, and she sells 550 parts per million, which is ridiculous. You can do just as good or better with 12, 15, 10 even parts per million. You want it to go in, kill the virus, and move out of the body, and that's what the silver does. The old form of silver, it would build up in the body. This will never build up. Some of the real good ones out there are silver biotics. I think Silver Wing is probably very good. Or you can look up ASAP silver. Excellent. And you can probably find them online. You can find them in the health food stores a lot of times. Or you can, you know, probably through Amazon. So ASAP silver. I told her to do 6 teaspoons a day. Because the other thing I thought she might have that the doctor could not find was Lyme disease. Now, Lyme disease, I've had all this paperwork sent to me by these people that really researched it many years ago. And they said there were 50 underlying diseases they think might actually be attributed to Lyme disease that they have trouble solving. Lyme disease is like a little spring. It's a bacteria, a spirochete, that just burrows its way right through the muscle, moves through the muscle faster than it moves through the blood. And that's very, very fast, folks. I can't really even imagine it, but that's what they say. And it'll hide itself in places. I think one of the ways it does it hides itself in the red blood cells. So it basically makes the body anemic. But if you take a red blood cell count, you'll say, no, the person's just fine. But now that Lyme disease in there, and the white blood cells is not going to go after the red blood cells, or at least you hope they don't, then you really have problems. So there's a doctor that actually, he's the one that talked me into doing radio, Dr. Haglin. He had a radio program for many years here. Big man, I mean 6'5", well, probably 330, 350 pounds or more. And he got Lyme disease and lost about 150 pounds because he just felt horrible. You wouldn't even recognize him. We got him on that ASAP silver, told him to do what I'd learned from other cases, 6 teaspoons a day, and it got rid of it. And it saved his life. I learned it because there was a young girl whose mother was an RN, and the young girl's grandfather, it was an MD up there in Utah. And the young girl got Lyme disease, and they would have to put her in the hospital about every 6 months to a year. And that went on for, I think, 11 years, and just do everything they could to, you know, keep her feeling, you know, pumping her up with red blood cells and doing all this different stuff. So she got a hold of the ASAP silver, the RN, the mother did, and they tried it. And they did 6 teaspoons a day for a couple weeks, and it was gone. Then there was a little boy that was 6 years old, and he got it, and the parents did 6 tablespoons, and it was gone in a couple weeks. Now, the company is not making this kind of claim. I may take 1,000 people with Lyme disease and not see the same results. So I'm not trying to say it's a medically proven double-blind study by any means. Boy, it'd be an easy one to do, though. Just distilled water or the silver, and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. But yeah, I'm not trying to make that claim. But I am saying it won't hurt you. It will not hurt you whatsoever. It's about as benign as it could possibly be, as benign as the water that it is suspended in. But it could help you. So I would suggest taking it. There's other things, too. And I laid it out. I said you may need to boost your immune system, get all your immune factors. So one of the best ways to do that is a product called Colostrum 6 by Immune Tree. And Colostrum 6, and number six. And if you look them up, I think their Immune Power is fantastic product. I used it off and on for years. In fact, I'm going to plan on picking up some today for my own use. And so I recommend that for getting the immune system strong and healthy. And I've seen great results with that. I think cell food that was used by the Army to detoxify water or to cleanse water to make swamp water something they could just fill up a gallon or two, put it in there, and a couple hours later and put in 20 drops, a couple hours later they could drink it without any problem. Well, it helps do that to the body, and it certainly helps with energy. So those are some of the things I threw out. Now, if you go to my website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com, there are things I could tell you that I am a little reluctant to do on radio. In fact, what I just did with Silver, I probably shouldn't have done. But I hate that we don't have freedom of speech in this country when it comes to health areas. Because you can find out for yourself. You can't. What I recommend cannot hurt you. You can hurt yourself with antibiotics. People do all the time. But I'm not trying to play medical doctor here. I'm telling you the things I've discovered over the 25 years, actually about 27 years of doing this, and years of helping people and telling them what we've discovered and how it works. And so if you need nutritional counseling, you go to my website, danshealthtalks.com, and on that website, there's ways you can contact me. And we can set up a consultation over the phone. Also, for the Restore, for the More Mito company, the Ultra Mito Restore products, phenomenal product. I'm just absolutely amazed by that product. I think if you could only take one thing, that would be what you would take. They have requested me to do nutritional counseling. But not do seminars, basically educational programs on diet and health problems and stuff. But originally, I'm going to start off on diet, the things you can eat and things you shouldn't eat, but also how to, if you have a sweet tooth, which I do, but I eat low carb, how I can eat things that taste really good to me but won't affect my blood sugar. So I'm going to be educating people, and then I'm going to be educating them on another, and then some of these people, I'm going to be doing personal counseling and helping put together a program. So if you go to moremito.com, the first Zoom call seminars that we're doing, the company is paying for it. So if you join the company, if you buy their More Mito Restore product, you can see if you can get into the first seminar. It may have to be the second one. But you contact them up in the contact area and tell them you want to be part of Dr. Dan's seminar. You know, but first you join the company. It doesn't cost you anything to join the company, but I definitely use the Restore product as an underlining to really get people's health back up and get the cells back where they should be. So I want to invite you to become part of More Mito. We do great calls Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. And then also a shorter one on Monday night at 8 o'clock. When I say 11 o'clock, I'm talking about Central Standard Time. So I want you to take advantage of that. I want you to learn how to take care of yourself. It's been my own passion since I was 14 years old, studying exercise and nutrition and all this. And now I've had the great pleasure of interviewing so many experts in the field. Most famous, of course, Dr. Atkins, but a lot of brilliant people in the field. And I want to share that with you. I want you to learn all the ins and outs. It's sort of my way of giving back to humanity as much as I can. You know, I'll be 72 July 8th. And so you start thinking about, what are you going to leave this world? Of course, I have tons of artwork, and I have done a lot of shows like this over the years. But still, it's things you think about. You know, books you might want to write, things that you want to leave a positive mark in humanity, in the world. And this is one of the ways I'm going to do this. I'm going to start becoming your personal teacher. And so you'll be a part of a small group if you join the More Mito group. And then you may want individual counseling, like the lady I worked with yesterday. So again, go to moremito.com. Contact them, call Dale and tell them you want to join Dan's seminar and get you I'd get you restored and rejuvenated if you can. I think both are fantastic. But join that. Or if you want to contact me directly, just go to danshealthtalks.com, and you'll find at the bottom how to contact me. We'll be right back, folks. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out, skills2change.com.
My friend David High makes some very, very powerful nutritional products, and he has one for the prostate. And I was having trouble with my prostate. I was running to the bathroom all the time. I mean, way too much, and didn't really show that high of PSA, but nevertheless, I started taking this prostate product, taking 3 in the morning or 3 in the evening, and boy, that made all the difference in the world. So call 405-740-0676 and find out for yourself. You'll love this. Write this number down, 405-627-1964, 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend 5 times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway. And so right now I have Dr. Larry McDay with me. So what I love about this, maybe you find my show 6 months after I've done this. Well, there you can find what he has to say. And Dr. McDay is a doctorate in nutrition, PhD in nutrition, as well as a naturopathic doctor. And he's taught a lot of us around here. I've taken classes with Larry for off and on for many years. He's my sounding board here in Oklahoma City. And he does a lot of counseling with people. He has his own nutritional lines that he's, to get the quality he wanted, he had to put together his own stuff. Not to say there aren't some good things in the health food stores, but generally speaking, they're not a doctor's level of therapeutic nutrition and supplements. And so he has that. I'm going to talk to him about that in a little bit. But I want to take advantage of him talking a little bit about what does he do. Let's say you have a heart patient, and either let's look at two different things, Larry. First of all, I want to thank you for being with me. And,
well, you're welcome, Dan. I'm always glad to be here. Good day to you.
Well, good day to you too, buddy. We talk all the time, so it's sort of like, oh yeah, I got to pretend we're just starting this conversation, folks. So, but congestive heart failure, which is what my dad died of, and my mom died of a heart attack. They died 4 months apart. I think my dad's congestive heart failure and my mom's heart attack. But let's take the congestive heart failure, describe what it is and what you would do with that, and then we'll look at heart attacks.
Well, you know, it's an overall picture of every bit of health problems that we have, and it's really a systemic type situation. You can put a name on it, like congestive heart failure. You can call it diabetes. You can call it any name that you want to, but what we have to look at as a total picture is especially about oxidative stress and inflammation in the body. That's the key to staying healthy. And again, we can talk about nutritional supplements and all the things I do, and I want to do that, but I have to make sure people understand the way that most people actually get a disease or a problem is not really some bug coming along and jumping on you. Sometimes we do have a viral problem or bacterial problem, but really most people have a lower immunity system, especially if they're overweight. The key to anything, even with the new current China virus type thing, we still have a problem that people who think they're going to do well succumb because of their diet. Now, I just don't want to talk about this the whole time, but again, you can't go out and eat the junky food out there, and people think, well, I eat this, I eat gluten-free. Well, let me tell you about gluten. There's only about 4% people that really have a gluten problem. And so people say, I eat gluten-free, so that means there is no wheat involved. Well, you should avoid all wheat at all times, period. But a problem that arises that causes this problem, especially something that would involve the cardiovascular system as the chronic heart failure, is, again, the wheat, the oats, the rye, the barley, the corn, the potatoes, all the things that you could name are extremely poisonous to your system. That doesn't mean you have to eat like a monk in the monastery someplace, but you do have to eat sanely. And again, people that have the particular disease that you mentioned really have to watch their diet. They don't have to be a diabetic to have blood sugar problems. And again, from a naturopathic point of view, you know, of course, I've got my medical background, but I went over to the naturopathic side about 25, 30 years ago. Again, we have to look and pay attention to it. Believe it or not, medical doctors will scoff and laugh and throw things at me, but where it really begins is in your pancreas. You have a poor diet. That poor pancreas has to churn out insulin to help get the glucose or the sugar into the cells for fuel. But again, it wears itself out because you're feeding it sugar, sugar, sugar. A lot of people don't understand that. They drink orange juice. They think it's healthy. Yeah. No, it's diabetes in a bottle, whether you have diabetes or not. It's blood pressure in a problems in a bottle. You cannot eat glycemic foods, sugary foods, things like you think, even an orange. A lot of people with some of the diseases that you've talked about and syndromes and whatever you want to put a label on will eat, and they think they're doing well. Oh, I eat fruit and vegetables. I eat gluten-free. We're still doing it wrong. And so we have people come to the office, and we run some tests that's included in the initial consultation. And even follow-ups, we're always going to watch for nutritional deficiencies and imbalances. And we find those right off the bat. Now, we talk about this on every radio show I'm on, but again, people can't seem to grasp, but the real problem in everyone's health is a poor gut system. Your gut and your brain are connected primarily through something called the vagus nerve, but there's other avenues, other communication processes going on as well. You've got to fight this inflammation. You've got to fight this glycemic response, and you can lower those things and do some things sanely, and you can change your health primarily with diet change and some good nutritional products that are specifically utilized for your own individual health concerns. We can't walk in, pull something off the shelf, say, oh, you've got diabetes, here, take this bottle of stuff. Oh, you've got whatever disease you want to name. There is really no complete answer for walking into the, I'm not putting down health food stores, but those, most of those products, let's put it that way, most of those products actually are made from oil type products that actually do very little to help your body.
Wait, Larry. You're lucky. Let's explain what you mean that, because there's good oils like fish oil, coconut oil.
That's true. We're talking gasoline type.
Yeah, we're talking about petroleum.
Petroleum. You know as well as I do, even when it comes to essential fatty acids, there are good essential fatty acids that are sold on the shelf, and there are a lot of dangerous essential fatty acids that are sold on the shelf because they're rancid, they are collected in a wrong manner, they are processed in a wrong manner, and they actually can cause more harm. You know, the two famous ones that people talk about are the omega-3s, and that's DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, and EPA, and a word that a lot of people can't pronounce, including myself,
I'm glad to see you had trouble with that. I don't even try to say EPA.
Even though I teach that thing, but and I speak two or three foreign languages, that's a hard word. I have to look at it to say it. I can't pull it out of this old memory bank and say it correctly. But either way, we'll go with EPA and DHA. But a lot of people don't realize if you have anxiety, if you have depression, if you have a nervous disposition, good ratios of those essential fatty acids have been found in a lot of good studies to help with that. There's no magic cure that I do or any medical doctor does or anybody else. There is no such thing, but you can tailor make your nutritional protocol and your diet plan, if you want to call that proper food eating, and you can change your heart problems, your diabetic problems, whatever you want to name, if you are compliant. But, you know, in class, we've talked about many times that we have people come in with lots of money sometimes. They're ready to cure themselves overnight, which can't be done. And I always say, you've got to be compliant. It's not up to me. I can make these products up for you. I can tell you what to eat. But you go out and cheat on your diet every time you turn around, or you fail to take the nutrition proper ratio and proper time frame, you're not going to be doing anything but wasting your money.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem in this industry is, folks, many years ago, Dr. Paul White was President Eisenhower's doctor, but he got his medical degree, I think, around the turn of the last century, or two centuries ago, I guess, around the early 1900s. And he figured out, he did his thesis on that there was this new disease that people were grabbing their left arm and falling over dead. And it first showed up in England, I believe, may have been here in the United States, and it came out in the medical journals. So he did his study on that, and he determined it was white flour and the development of processed sugar and flour. And at the time, it was about 10.5 pounds of sugar that people ate a year. Now, in 1860, but it was already getting up there to over 100 pounds. Now it's about 160 pounds or more. And people like Larry and I don't eat any sugar, so someone's eating our sugar out there.
Exactly so, and that's the thing. What people need to understand, Dan, is that you might consider something not so sugary, for instance, like a piece of bread, okay? But what I call air bread, just that little cheesy piece of bread that you get, that, whether it's white or multigrain or whatever thing that leads you down the path, the primrose path, to eat wrong, has normally someplace right around 22 grams of carbohydrates.
And it'd be sugar in 20 minutes in the body.
That's right. Those carbohydrates are nothing more than sugar when you get down to it. Yes, they have added sugar, and that bread might only have, 2 or 3 grams of sugar. So, that's low sugar. But you have to look at the carbs, and they break down, and most of those things are quick to react in the body. For instance, you can take 2 French fries, and eat them, and if you have a blood sugar monitor, that you, again, you don't have to be diabetic, but let's say you have one, you take your blood sugar right before you eat, after you've had those French fries, take it 5 minutes later, and you'll find your blood sugar has gone sky high, diabetic or not.
Wow.
Now, so-called healthy people can go ahead and say, what's 15 or 20 points? Well, even on a non-diabetic, 15 or 20 points above what should be good, and your blood sugar should average, I'm talking about non-diabetics right now, for good health around 90. Well, most people don't do that. Most people are on the cusp, on the penumbra of being a diabetic, and yet the doctors say, well, you know, we got to watch what we eat now, because your fasting blood sugar right now is 110. I wouldn't want to be 110. Yeah, it's not above to be counted as
full out diabetic
of diabetes.
Yeah.
But you've got to be cautious with all the glycemic foods. Doesn't mean you have to be so strict you can't enjoy life, but use some common sense. We have diet plans, food plans, all sorts of things to help you get through and absorb not only the food you eat, but the good nutritional products that we make up for you.
Now, Larry, we're really gone long here, but I want you to tell people, because you have some phenomenal supplements, and I've been taking them for years, but tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, my telephone number is area code 405, and the number is 627-1964. That's 405-627-1964. That's a cell phone number now, and you can text me there as well.
And he can do counseling long distance. I mean, I don't care if you're in another part of the world and you hear this. There's a way of doing it, and he has a way of testing you and everything else.
That's right. I have patients in Colorado. I have up in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I have all over the United States, and we can do most things by phone and some by mail. Where we do the testings, we just take your samples that we need by mail, and we can do the same consultation that we do in office by phone as well.
Well, Larry, thank you for being with us, and I'll talk to you again very soon.
All right, Dan. Good to talk with you.
Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
This Robert Jean. I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Write this number down, 405-627-1964. 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing him about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is a one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And I want you to also know that you can go to danshealthtalks.com and you can find Skills to Change right up there on promotion and sponsors. And that's what we're going to talk about right here. We're going to talk to Robert Smith. We've done many shows with him. But what he's doing with the ability to change the fears, the angers, the hurts in the mind that are below the surface that you may not even be aware of, but have been dragging around all your life, has caused you health problems, fear, addictions, obsessions with things. Today, though, this technology covers a lot of different areas of life, in fact, all areas of life. A lot of people need to stop smoking. They may have alcohol or drug addictions. They may have food addictions. And so I want him to explain how this technology works on that. So I got Robert Jean Smith, and or you can go to skillstochange.com to find more information. So, Robert, if people are addicted, whether they want to quit smoking or they have, sadly, drug addictions or alcohol addictions, how is that done?
Well, let me just kind of explain what addiction is. First of all, addiction is not a genetic problem. It is not a disease. It's a coping system. That means every person on the planet operates the same. That means, Dan, when you feel bad, what are you going to do? You're going to try to find something that makes you feel better.
Usually chocolate.
Yeah. Okay. Chocolate. But see, a lot of people, when they're feeling bad, their best coping skill is to divert attention, do something else. And I volunteered my time at drug rehabs for about, I think about 10, 12 years. And when I first went there, because I've been doing weight loss seminars and I understand the structure, weight loss has very little to do with exercise and or with dieting. It has to do with changing your relationship with yourself and with food and the world. And so when I was at the drug rehab, I'd ask the same question to every person. Why, are you an addict? They go, yes. And how do you know? And they give me a reason why. And I said, why do you use? And the answer is pretty much the same every person. I want to feel better. I want to escape what I feel. I want to get away. I want to numb my pain. And so all addictions are driven by this, I want to feel better. Now, usually, now, of course, many addictions are, there's many different types of addictions, different reasons why people are addicted, or they use addiction or anything outside of themselves to escape what's inside themselves. And it's always a driven emotional thing. If you ever been to AA, there, everyone that goes to AA has a good reason why they're there. There's pain, there's rape, there's beatings, there's abuse. They feel inadequate. They don't. They feel powerless and all this stuff. But the real deal is that once you change the driving memories, which is, you know, I had a guy just recently come to see me. He's a badass. I mean, he's a military guy. He's a black belt, and he can take care of anybody. But when I'm working with him, you know, he says, you know, on the outside I'm tough, but on the inside I'm not. He says, I mean, I feel very weak on the inside. And so he's trying to pretend to be tough, but the weakness is there. So even though he doesn't do drugs, he doesn't do anything like that, but to escape the pain, he finds some physical way to release it, but it doesn't work. Working with a young woman who's, in drug rehab, and she cuts herself. You know, and I said, well, why do you cut yourself? Because it feels better than the emotional pain. So that is an emotional escape. So when this young girl, who's 25 years old, and she's been in 25 rehabs, and the day she gets out is the day she gets high. Now, I worked on her, and of course, you know, when she's 25 years old, I said, well, you know, why did you start? When did you start? What's the history? What are you trying to avoid? Well, apparently, when her 12th birthday, she was raped. She couldn't tell her dad. She couldn't tell anybody. Before that, she was a straight-A student. She was a gymnast. She was very athletic. Everybody liked her. But after this event, she tucked it away, never shared it with anybody, none of the therapists, because she buried it. She didn't want to ever visit. Well, the problem is that's what drove her addiction, because she wanted to escape, want to escape the event. And so she was looking for ways out. So it led to a life of trying to be she was a professional escapeaholic. We're all escapeaholics or avoidaholics. We're trying to avoid something or escape something. But what I learned is that there's no escape but one. And the only way to escape is actually go to the memories of pain and change them. You change the meaning. So when people are addicted, they, you know, the drug or whatever it is that they choose to use has meaning to them. They have an interpersonal relationship with that drug. That means they have the fix inside their body. They have links to people that they liked or didn't like. And so they have the driving force behind addiction is pain, insecurity, whatever it is, and want to feel good. But the cause is oftentimes is the hurt. So we go into the cortices of the mind. We change the memories of addiction. We change the fix of the addiction. We adjust the relationships they had with those who did drugs, etc. And as you start redesigning the mind, you know, when you know, you can see this on YouTube. I got a lot of videos where I do a test. When these guys come in who are really addicted, they're professional addicts. Like this one guy named Nick. You know, he's been in the rehab for a week and he's jonesing really bad. He's seeing blood veins. He's wanting to get high. He's seeing tin cans and spoons. Well, he does heroin and meth. They call it a speedball. Mm-hmm. And he does it at the same time. And so now he's ready to run. And they brought him in. And so we did a little test. And all I do is I ask them simple questions and evaluate their mental addiction. Most addictions are mental. It's not physical. You know, like cigarettes is an easy addiction to get off of physically. 3 days, no smoking, you're no longer physically addicted to nicotine. But it's the mental addiction. It's the emotional addiction and escapism built within that system. So here it is. He comes in and I say, are you addicted? He goes, yeah. I say, how you know? I love drugs. I said, what I'd like you to do is remember getting high. So in his mind, he goes, I can remember getting high. And I said, from 0 to 10, how strong is it? He goes, it's a 9. There's no drugs here, but he can feel the high feeling. So it's a mental high. Huh. And that's the program that drives all behaviors is our mental experiences. And then I said, well, I never use drugs. I'd like you to pretend as if on your lap is the drug. And I want you to physically work and use your hands and get your high feeling as if it's really there. Now he's got beads of sweat in his forehead and under his nose. And I said, there's no drugs here. But in his brain, the drugs are here.
Reliving it.
It's alive. So these memories are alive inside the mind. So what I do is, and then later on I'll ask, you know, and then I had this fake looking drugs. I'll pull this towel back. It looks like real drugs. And he's really jonesing now. I mean, he is really bad. And this, I said, listen, none of this is real. It all looks real. You know, we use rock candy. It looks like ice. And we use coffee to look like heroin, etc. And so then we'll go do a session on him. We'll start changing these memories and reasons why he used drugs. Then he comes back. I mean, we're talking about an hour and a half later. And we do the same test. He goes, this is really weird. I don't feel this. Look, I can hold this and I'm not sweating. I cannot make myself want to use it. As a matter of fact, when I try to even think about wanting to use it, I have that sick feeling in my gut. Before, he didn't have that. Because neurologically, the brain encaptures everything, and these little experiences with chocolate, ice cream, cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, sex, shopping, cleaning, are all driven by memories and experiences. And if you can go into the mind and change those memories and experiences, you change the reason why you use drugs.
Folks, I've actually seen the videos of Robert working with people in Hawaii at an addiction seminar, and I think I've seen this particular one. And for them to come back and say, I don't desire this anymore, and then to test them again, what, 6 months or a year level?
Yeah, even to this day. Now, Nick, it's been, I think it's been 6-7 years ago. He's still not addicted. He's not incarcerated. He hadn't gone to drugs. The woman, the little girl, the 25-year-old little girl, 25 rehabs, to this day, she's already graduated like 5 years ago, has not gone back. Not at all. And actually, she's spending time with her child, which she could not spend time with because she's always incarcerated.
Isn't it amazing, folks? That we hear things like, oh, once you have cocaine or heroin and stuff, then it has you for the rest of your life. And you're fighting this, and yet it, you know, they'll come in and they'll give you trying to remember the drug that sort of replaces it, which is actually almost the same as the drug itself.
Oh, sometimes worse.
Yeah, and so to actually change the reason the person only feels good when they're doing the drug, and getting rid of that anger, that hurt, that pain. Actually, what Robert talked about, the woman cutting herself. I hate to bother people like this, but that happened to a friend of mine's daughter. And she had gotten raped by some high school boys. Right. And she had been a very smart girl, attractive young lady. Mm-hmm. Had a child, but her life never was the same. Right. She started cutting herself, eventually committed suicide. Yeah. I wish I could have got her to you.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Another thing, I want to say, clarify a couple of things. Some people say, well, it must be genetic. My dad's an alcoholic. My grandpa's an alcoholic. On both sides, we're alcoholics. But the truth is, we learn coping skills from where we come from. You know, the weird thing is you can have an alcoholic one family and have workaholics the next family. It's still the same pattern. And so, again, it's the inability to deal with our own internal representations. Now, that's why people say it's genetics, and in other words, say it's a disease. And the reason why they say it's a disease is because you go to people who don't know how to change problems. If you can't change memories, you can't change a problem. Therefore, it's a disease to them. Because they're not talented, they don't know how to change memories, and unfortunately, every one of these guys that I—hundreds, maybe 500, 600, 800 people that I worked with in rehab, I asked the same question: have you been in rehab? They go, yes. I said, how many? I've been into 6 of them, 5 of them, 25 of them, 12 of them, 3 of them. I said, did any of these rehabs ever show you how to change a bad memory? You know what the answer is? No.
Wow.
Did any of these drug rehabs ever show you how to change this relationship you have with the drugs? The answer is no. Did they ever show you how to regulate and change your bad feelings? Show you how to handle tough times? The answer is no. If the cause of all of our problems is memory, and you go to someone who can't change the memories, you're going to be stuck with a disorder, a disease, a genetic problem, and you're basically screwed. You're going to have to learn to live with it, deal with it, and hopefully you don't die too rough.
You know, that's amazing you said that, because I started off to be a psychologist. My undergraduate major was psychology. And then I worked with juvenile delinquents, and I couldn't see that we were doing them any good. It was sort of depressing. I said, I'm going a different direction. Mm-hmm. It was, anyway. But we had Skinner behaviorism back then. We had transactional analysis. We had all kinds of therapy. And yet I would have thought somewhere along the line, someone said, well, here's how we're going to change you. But they weren't even doing that. They were just, what were they doing?
Well, here's the deal. The understanding of how the mind has expanded tremendously since the 70s. Mm-hmm. What I have put together, no one does exactly as I do it, because it's very fast, very efficient, very measurable. You can measure the changes each session, each memory. You know it's done. And so the difference is the technology within the mind. That means understanding mental mechanics. You know, we have pictures in our mind. We have sensations in our body. We have sounds within our mind. And the weird thing is, everything in your mind is not the real thing. It's Memorex. It's only your recording. Mm-hmm. And how you record it and how you play it and how you focus on it and what you play within yourself creates more. But it's really all about you. It's you doing it to you. Now, of course, you know, you've had a dad or brother or an uncle and they did bad things to you. And while you're thinking about it, you're feeling it because you're thinking about it, but you're pointing at them for what you're actually doing within you. Yes, it did happen. Yes, it's over. Now the memories are yours and you can change those. It doesn't mean you change the past. You only change what your brain will reuse on you. And that's why you can sit around the dinner table all talking about the same event. We got five different stories. It's not the same story each person. It's because we filter, we distort, we add to, or we take away from an experience based on internal references. And knowing how to shift these references within our mind sets us free. You've heard the old saying, change your mind, change your life. This is how to do it.
Okay, Robert. Now, there's a lot of people out there suffering. They can get some of this information by going to skillsofchange.com or robertgenesmith.com.
Robertgene.com.
But tell people more how to get hold of you. They may want to go to a seminar. They may want you to come to their area of the country or world to teach how to do this.
Yeah, of course, you know, skillsofchange.com. My name is Robert Gene. My office is 405-917-5258. I almost forgot what it was. And then...
you never call yourself, huh?
No. But anyway, so that's my office. Now, I do a lot of work. I do a lot of volunteer work. I do work in, like I said, drug rehabs. This works. We got a lot of professionals who not only says it's changed their life too, but this is what you need. You need to figure out how to change you. If I got a dollar for everyone said, I've been looking for this, this is what changed my life. And it is neuroplasticity 101, knowing how your mind is malleable and adjust it to where you're going to benefit greatly from it.
Thank you, Robert, for being with us.
I appreciate it.
Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of the individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Do you realize that most of your pains is oftentimes your brain is recycling your previous pains? Do you realize that a lot of times stress and emotions make your pain worse? Which also means it's not purely physical, but the emotional aspect intensifies your pain. Learn how to change your memories of pain and your body will follow the mind. You know it works anyway. You think something positive, you feel good. You think of something negative, you feel bad. This system always lurks. Learn how to change your mind, and your body will follow the new change in your mind. SkillsToChange.com. Check it out.
Write this number down, 405-627-1964. 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is a one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. My friend David High makes some very, very powerful nutritional products. And he has one for the prostate. And I was having trouble with my prostate. I was running to the bathroom all the time. I mean, way too much. And didn't really show that high a PSA, but I nevertheless, I started taking this prostate product, taking 3 in the morning or 3 in the evening, and boy, that made all the difference in the world. So call 405-740-0676 and find out for yourself. You'll love this. Welcome back, folks. Now, I find what Robert does just, it's like magic, but it works. The body holds on to trauma and to tension and to, and really controls our habits by the way it holds on to it. And when you break that feedback loop, you can change almost anything, maybe anything, because I've seen him change things I didn't think was possible. But you would think it would be impossible to change something like a heroin addiction or, when people die all the time from these things. And yet, when you break the reason a person is addicted, What was the underlying cause that caused them to be addicted anyway? How do they see themselves? And how can that be changed? And why they're trying to escape. And then you break the sensation they get from it. So Robert is really the world's expert in this as far as I'm concerned. He didn't invent it, but he refined it and took it to a new level. And I really would like everybody to take advantage of it. So you can see by the commercials we run for Robert Jean, as well as him telling you how to get home, you can go to robert@skillstochange.com and start studying this. And if you have the opportunity, take one of the seminars. Very important to get control of your life, to really be happy and peaceful in your life. I was thinking about that a while back. I don't go around thinking, boy, I'm a happy person. But it's been a long time since I've been depressed. There's times you get a little worried about the future and things, but really, just even keel. And that's because I've practiced so much of this stuff. And the more I practice, and the more I quit practicing it, some of the things that society hits us with may start catching up. But you can learn to be a very happy, very peaceful, very productive person. And so don't think, no matter where you're at on the bottom of the barrel, if you think you're at the bottom of the barrel, that you can't make your way back out. And that's what the show's about in many ways. I try to teach you what you can do nutritionally, supplement, sometimes about exercise. By the way, one of the things about exercise that people think, well, I just don't have that much time. I know people that go out and run for an hour a day, and that's just their obsession. I work out hard, but I don't work out long. When I teach my hydrotone class, I have to do it for at least an hour. That's what the gym requires. But when I work out on my off days, it takes me, I'm in and out of the pool doing wind sprints with my hydrotone boots and flotation belt, 20 minutes maybe, and maybe a little bit more work on that. I may do a little upper body work, may take me another 5 minutes. And so I don't have to tell myself, oh, I just don't have time. I can't spend an hour doing this. I can't spend 2 hours doing this. I can get in and get out and get more production. They found out many years ago, and I talk about this from time to time. I took a group of bicyclers, put them on stationary bikes. And these were college students. They had one group bicycle for 45 minutes to an hour, and they measured their aerobic improvement over a 22-week period. They had 9% improvement in aerobic capacity. They had another group that only worked for 15 weeks. We're talking about 7 weeks less. And they would do a 2-minute warm-up and go as hard as they could for 20 seconds, rest 10, hard as they could for 20 seconds, rest 10. And they would do that 12 times, and they would cool down for 2 minutes. And I think they kept them to 3 times a week. And because you're really pushing your heart. When they say go as hard as you can, that 10 seconds rest, you haven't really caught your breath. You're a little bit short of breath the whole time, which changes the mitochondria in the cell, the way it metabolizes food, changes the metabolism, and just changes everything to a positive level. And what they found is that group, the 15-week, that the whole warm-up, cool-down, everything was only 10 minutes, they had a 14% improvement in aerobic capacity, and they lost 143% more fat. So how can you tell me you don't have 10 minutes if you're willing to really go? Now, I have people work out with me, and I'm working out like I just described, but they're just going through the motion. And I don't say anything to them. I used to, but it's better than not working out at all. But if you want to give it everything you got, now the water is the ideal place for me, because when your chest is underwater, you pump 10 to 20% more blood than you do on land. It's called a diver's reflex. So automatically you're a healthier athlete. So I put on a flotation belt. I have my hydrotone boots. I have a bungee cord with a hook on it. I hook it to the lap lane. And I'll do 45 seconds, rest 15. First I warm up, then I do, and I repeat that 45 seconds, rest 15. Let's see how many times. I believe we do that we do that eight times, and then I have a cool down, and I find that very effective. And then on my off days, I also run between the flags in the pool from one end to another as fast as I can, and I'll add another 4 or 5 laps that way. Great workout. Cool. You're really breathing heavy. You really push your body, and it's very effective. Now, we're going to be back next week, folks. And again, go to danshealthtalks.com. And if you want to find out how to get a hold of me, or go, and there's a link there to take you over to Podbean as well and listen to the shows. We'll be back next week, folks. Have a great holiday.